differentiate between the letter B and the letter D. A child could do it. It was almost impossible for a machine to look at the two patterns and discern the difference. "I'll give you a graphic display," Gerhard said. He punched buttons, wiping the screen. After a moment, cross-hatching for a graph appeared, and the points began to blink on.
"Damn," she said when she saw the graph.
"What's the matter?" Gerhard said.
"He's getting more frequent stimulations. He had none for a long time, and then he began to have them every couple of hours. Now it looks like one an hour."
"So?" Gerhard said.
"What does that suggest to you?" she said.
"Nothing in particular."
"It should suggest something quite specific," she said. "We know that Benson's brain will be interacting with the computer, right?"
"Yes."
"And that interaction will be a learning pattern of some kind. It's just like a kid with a cookie jar. If you slap the kid's hand every time he reaches for the cookies, pretty soon he won't reach so often. Look." She drew a quick sketch. "Now," she said, "that's negative reinforcement. The kid reaches, but he gets hurt, so he stops reaching. Eventually he'll quit altogether, okay?"
"Sure," Gerhard said.
"But let me finish. If the kid is normal, it works that way. But if the kid is a masochist, it will be very different." She drew another curve. "Here the kid is reaching more often for the cookies because he likes getting hit. It should be negative reinforcement, but it's really positive reinforcement. Do you remember Cecil?"
"No," Gerhard said. On the computer console, a new report appeared. 1122, stimulation.
"Oh, shit," she said. "It's happening."
"What's happening?"
"Benson is going into a positive progression cycle."
"I don't understand."
"It's just like Cecil. Cecil was the first monkey to be wired with electrodes to a computer. That was back in 65. The computer wasn't miniaturized then. It was a big, clunky computer, and the monkey was wired up by actual wires. The computer detected the start of a seizure in Cecil and delivered a countershock to stop it. Okay, now the seizures should have come less and less frequently, like the hand reaching for the cookies less and less often. But instead, the reverse happened. Cecil liked the shocks, and he began to initiate seizures in order to experience the pleasurable shocks."
"And that's what Benson is doing?"
"I think so."
Gerhard shook his head. "Listen, Jan, that's all interesting, but a person can't start and stop seizures at will. They can't control them. The seizures are
involuntary," she said. "That's right. You have no more control over them than you do over heart rate and blood pressure and sweating and all the other involuntary acts."
There was a long pause. Gerhard said,
"You're going to tell me I'm wrong."
On the screen, the computer blinked. 1132. Nothing.
"I'm going to tell you," she said, "that you've cut too many conferences. You know about autonomic learning?"
After a guilty pause,
"No." "It was a big mystery for a long time. Classically, it was believed that you could learn to control only voluntary acts.